First, I'd like to thank Marilyn Saviola, who's sitting over here in the corner, who had the vision to actually develop this model that I'm going to be presenting. I'm not used to sitting. So, Ending Neglect, Saving Lives. This is our breast cancer screening project for women with physical disabilities, and these are the findings of that occurred between 2008 and 2010. I have no financial relationships to disclose. Independence Care System is a managed long-term care agency that provides services to adults with physical disabilities. Actually, when it was established in the year 2000, it was the only agency in New York City that specifically provided services to people with physical disabilities. As my colleagues here know, that research has demonstrated that women with disabilities are less likely to receive screening mammographies, as well as to be diagnosed later with breast cancer, and therefore affecting treatment options and overall survival. When we first started this project, we went to several facilities, first of all, to see if they would be interested in partnering with us. And what was really amazing to the staff was that people were just not interested. Healthcare facilities just did not want to partner with us. In fact, it took us 6 months to find the first facility. And this is just amazing considering that the ADA was passed over 20 years ago. And facilities still remain inaccessible. And not just inaccessible in terms of physical structures, but inaccessible in terms of health policy and people's attitudes in terms of dealing with people with disabilities. And we just found this very amazing, although not shocking. So there's obvious problems with facilities in terms of the ramps and the doorways, as well as the machines themselves. A lot of our members are in wheelchairs, and the wheelchairs really cannot make it close enough to the machine where you can fully visualize the breast tissue. So it's like, how accurate is even these tests that we're doing for women with physical disabilities? Because a lot of times we keep missing the same tissue. The other issue is that there were no Hoyer lifts and that the exam tables were just really inadequate for people with mobility issues. Again, I already mentioned that there were attitude-related barriers. In fact, Marilyn, who went to one of the facilities, was told that, you know, people like you shouldn't be here, and people like you should go where people like you go. And this was a well-known facility, hospital facility, in New York City. So, and that was just in 2008. Okay, so what are some of the issues? Well, it does take extra time for a lot of women with physical disabilities. And then what I mentioned in terms of not all the breast tissue is fully visualized is there's no really best practice. So if the tissue isn't completely visualized, what do we do next? Nobody seems to know. In Connecticut, they recommend a sonogram. But as you know, sonograms aren't really good in terms of detecting early stage breast cancer, particularly in picking up microcalcifications. So because of all of these barriers, ICS in 2008 launched our breast cancer screening project for women with physical disabilities. And we had received funding from the Greater New York City affiliate of Susan G. Komen for the Cure. And they have been very generous and very supportive of our project throughout the years, actually. So our staffing included a director, program director, clinical director, nurse educator, and the project coordinator. So what did we do? We had to identify facilities, first of all, and that really took the longest in the first year to partner with certain facilities. And what we did at these facilities, we actually, once we identified them, we trained the staff in disability sensitivity training. We gathered information from patients prior to them coming onto the program because we wanted to know if they've had previous experience with having a mammography, what their experience was, any barriers they encountered, reasons why they didn't go back, facilities that they've identified that maybe we could actually partner with. And what we did was we actually went with each woman for their mammography. So we made the appointments, we went with them. Again, I mentioned about the disability awareness and sensitivity training. The other thing that we developed is that because some of the women didn't have good upper body mobility, what we did was we used just Velcro straps that were purchased in Home Depot, and we asked them first, I would say, do you mind if I secure your arm, you know, on the mammography machine with a Velcro strap, because it will increase visualization of the breast tissue. And not one of the women said no. Although in one facility that I tried to do this, the mammography technician refused it because she said it was barbaric. However, I had asked the woman prior to even recommending this, and she said, oh, absolutely, Carol. She said, if this is going to increase the breast tissue visualization, she said, that's why I'm here, so go right ahead. But the staff themselves did not want to do it. So in our first year, we had 42 initial screenings. And let's go into the significant findings. Okay, so year one, because, again, it took us so long to identify facilities and we were learning ourselves in terms of what to do, we recruited women with less severe physical disabilities. And as you can see, 50% were able to stand for the exam. In year two, after we became more comfortable and we've kind of developed guidelines, we recruited women with more severe disabilities. And only in the second year, only 16% were able to stand up for the exam. So these were our findings. The number of women in 2008, 18, 2009, 24. You could see the difference in terms of the average time it took for the mammography. Again, the women in the first year had less mobility issues than the women in the second year. And you could see it went from 19 minutes to 33 minutes. In some cases, there were two technologists that were needed, again, to maximize visualization of the breast tissue. And in the first year, that only occurred 3 times, but in the second year, it was 8 times. We had more women with quadriparesis and quadriplegia. And again, you could see the number of mammograms that produced only limited views. In the first year, there was only one. In the second year, it was 8. So I just discussed the significant findings. Okay. Having the additional technologist obviously is an issue for sites, since they tend to schedule mammographies every 15 minutes with one technologist. So if we're coming in with a woman that's going to require 33 minutes, to obtain a good mammography, and then we're going to be taking two of their technologists, and they're not getting reimbursed any more money, obviously that's an issue. So what were our lessons learned? Again, I mentioned the 6 months to find partners. Some reluctance to having mammography. So some of the women themselves were very cautious about having a mammography. Some women never really had a mammography. Other women just thought that, you know, I already have a physical disability. What else can go wrong with me? So they didn't feel that they really needed to have a mammography, that kind of magical thinking. So what we've learned is that for the sites that we have partnered with, we let them know in advance in terms of what the women's physical mobility status is, and that seems to work. They also, the sites that we've partnered with now, that they actually tend to allocate more time for when we bring our members with us. you know, a lot of issues with the women is that they have tremors, they have issues with standing up, and there's always transportation issues. Again, I mentioned there's really no best practice if full visualization doesn't occur. Most of our sites do, though, recommend a sonogram. Again, I mentioned that the provider is not reimbursed for additional time. We would like to work on that in terms of a policy change, but you know how long that would take. And now, dealing with inaccessible equipment, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act has mandated that all diagnostic equipment be accessible starting in 2012, but that's been a bit delayed. But I know that they're having hearings underway now. One of the issues, and actually one of the plans that we had when we started this project, was to include gynecology examinations, which we have been very successful in doing to date. Again, we do the training in disability awareness and sensitivity for all staff. So it's, you know, the people in the front versus then the physicians and the technologists. I mean, everybody's included in the disability training. It's not just limited to the technologists and the radiologists. Okay. Again, I already spoke about this. Okay. So what I had mentioned is looking ahead that we want to expand to gynecological exams. And we have to date found a particular facility where it could be like a one-stop shopping. So women can get their mammography and their GYN exam at the same time. And that has worked out pretty well. So we're in the process of actually looking for more partner facilities. And that's it.